Afterword to Section 18. Reflecting on the American Constitution, Benjamin Franklin famously observed that nothing is certain in this world except death and taxes, but the true constants of the human condition are love and loss. Many avoid paying taxes. Nearly everyone experiences love. No one is exempt from loss. The laws of attraction and repulsion, which relentlessly bind and divide everything in the universe, are integral to Whitman's poetic design, which in this section sounds a new note. Have you heard that it was good to gain the day? I also say it is good to fail. Battles are lost in the same spirit in which they are won. Thus he composes music for the fallen, celebrating loss as much as victory, suggesting that we are defined more by what eludes us than by what we gain. So the last will be first and the first last, Jesus said, a teaching translated by the poet into another order of wisdom for a country fated to be torn apart by war. Conquerors and conquered alike are imbued with a spirit of adventure, exhilaration, and terror. The same spirit that shapes the course of love, which is why war is often described in similarly intimate terms. Franklin also observed that there never was a good war or a bad peace. Wise counsel to remember when considering Whitman's attempts to treat the wounds of the Civil War, psychic and physical, in person and on the page, that in some quarters have not healed 150 years after the soldiers laid down their arms. It is said that history is written by the victors, and so it falls to poets to sing of defeat, the surge and ebb and flow of diminished life that marks the nights and days of those who lose in war and love, which in the end includes everyone.